It's Marketplace Tech for June 17th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today we're coming to you from the Wired Business Conference in downtown Manhattan. Wired Magazine is at this point an institution in the tech journalism world, and this week techies, journalists, and other curious parties gathered on the fifth floor at the Spring Studios building in Tribeca to see and hear some big names talk about what is now and what is next in tech. One of the first speakers, Roni Abovitz, head of the somewhat mysterious mixed reality tech company Magic Leap. Magic Leap promises to augment our reality by putting holographic images in front of our eyes as we move around in the world.
I think we're on the good side of the Force. As a company, we try to be more Jedi than Sith.
More Jedi than Sith. A Star Wars joke there, and it was made right on cue because right after that, Magic Leap announced a new partnership with George Lucas's production company, Lucasfilm. One of the people on stage for the announcement was John Gaeta, creative director at Industrial Light and Magic. It's a subsidiary of Lucasfilm. We caught Gaeta after his announcement to get the skinny on the lab his company's building with Magic Leap in San Francisco.
We are very curious about using the world as a canvas for telling stories and reactive stories. We're interested in mixing fantasy, you know, in your everyday life and to find a place for story to flow through that.
You were just talking on stage about how hard it is to describe in words what Magic Leap does. Can you try it for me?
Here's the best analogy. You're sitting in a room. You're currently looking at stuff. At some point, the stuff you're looking at will actually be virtual, right? But it'll look like that which you're gazing upon right now,
right?
Where Magic Leap is on that roadmap is they're a percentage of the way.
You won an Oscar for your work in The Matrix. Do you feel like it's kind of coming full circle to be working on something that is somewhat similar to The Matrix in some ways?
It's an astute question. There is this relationship between writing and other art forms that speaks to technology and science and scientists, right?
Yeah.
That whereas they have some inspiration or some sort of direction when they see these sorts of things. And that's what's taking place now. And so luckily, it's happened at a pace that has caught up to me, right? I'm still well engaged in making moments, and I would just like to put those moments into a more experiential form.
But utopian, not dystopian, hopefully.
For sure. It's actually something that needs to be talked about. As we go into these new media, I mean, we thought that TV, right, was a double-edged sword. The power to educate, but the power to distort. The internet, the same thing. And this will be no different, except it could be even more powerful because in some years you will believe that which you see. So there is even more potential for the dark side. We would like to have an ethos, right? And to show the light side, to inspire and to have people blossom.
John Gaeta, he is creative director of new media and experiences for ILM X Lab. John, thank you very much.
Nice to talk to you.
So we are here at the Wired Business Conference in downtown Manhattan, and I'm here with Cade Metz. He's senior staff writer for Wired Magazine. Cade, thank you very much for joining us. Are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news? You ready?
I think so, and I hope so.
411 million photos.
You know, I don't know. Number
Do
of images posted to Donald Trump's Twitter feed over the past day.
So this is the number of photos in this FBI database that the FBI uses to draw on for its facial recognition system. According to this report from the Government Accountability Office that gained a lot of attention this week, the government has kind of failed to adequately test the photos for accuracy. So they pull them from, like, driver's licenses and, you know, all the IDs, general IDs that could lead to problems with false identification.
It can, especially on that sort of scale. We now have such good techniques for pulling something out of a mass like that, and
yeah,
it's not accurate at its foundation.
What does your driver's license look like?
It's not too flattering for one, but it does look like me.
It looks like you?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
All right, what do you got for me?
23 pieces of software.
23
apps were kicked out of the Apple App Store because something.
You can now delete up to 23 Apple-built and bundled apps from the home screen of your iPhone. So all these Apple apps that you don't want,
you, control.
You can get rid of.
Are there any that you want to get rid of?
I do not use an iPhone.
Are you an Android?
I am an Android user. I covered Google for many years.
Cheers, fellow Android. It's very
rare. I hope
rare.
I don't get too much hate mail after admitting that.
All right. One brand. It's a brand from the past. It's music.
Napster.
Yes, well done.
Got it.
So Rhapsody bought Napster and now is rebranding as Napster because apparently Napster is a more recognizable name than Rhapsody.
I have to say it's a bit strange, but it appeals to people like me of a certain age who remember, you know, going online with Napster and getting access to all these free songs.
No branding is bad branding.
Right. There you go. There you go. I like it. I like it.
All right, what do you got for me?
236 pages.
Number of pages in the Democratic opposition
report. Well done. Yes.
All
the dirt dug up by the DNC, the Democratic National Committee on Donald Trump, which was pilfered from the DNC by a Russian hacker. And
what a world that we live in.
Evidently, they were in the DNC machines for a year.
Yeah.
It's quite a world we live in.
Cade Metz, he is senior staff writer for Wired. Thank you for talking with me.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.
And another announcement that happened at the Wired event this week, Facebook's head of Messenger announced a big redesign for the company's separate communication app. Among the tweaks, Facebook wants its Messenger app to be your new inbox. Yes, Facebook Messenger wants to make a better version of email. Good luck with that. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.